Once I became old enough to date, I started to act just like my father. Although I hated the way he treated my mom, I found myself treating my girlfriends in a similar way. I would insult them and put them down. I would try to control their lives. I would even push them once in a while. I hated myself for this. I would even justify my actions by saying that I would never really physically hurt them, like my dad did with my mom. I eventually got married to my high school sweetheart, Robin. We had a child and named him Paul. I really adored Paul and loved Robin too, although I was often verbally abusive to her. One day, during an argument, I slapped her twice in the face really hard. I was startled. I had never hit a woman before, and I thought I never would. Right after slapping her, I glanced over at the corner of the room and saw little Paul looking at me with a terrified look. He was weeping quietly, but I tried to comfort him, and he ran away before I could get to him. Paul was 9 years old. At this moment, I realized I needed help. I moved out of the house and eventually divorced Robin, but I was determined not to make the same mistakes that my father made, and I enrolled in a program for abusive men, which taught me how to stop my violence and start taking responsibility for my abusive behavior. I made a commitment to become a different man and never resort to violence and abuse again. It was a difficult process, but I eventually was able to let go of my old abusive patterns. After a year of divorcing, I met another woman, Martha, and eventually married her. I was able to remain non-abusive and create a relationship based on true love and respect. I had another baby with Martha, a girl named Jennifer. Meanwhile, I continued to see Paul regularly, but things didn't seem to be going very well. I often talked to him about the past, not to be like my father. I told him about my involvement with the Batterers Intervention Program. I told him that I changed and would not be abusive anymore. I even tried to apologize about my past abuse, but Paul seemed to continue to be very angry with me. I didn't know what to do. I contacted the Batterers Intervention Program to get help and was referred to a therapist that worked with men who had been abusive. It was during these therapy sessions that I began to understand that Paul needed much more than a simple apology. He needed for us to slowly rebuild the broken trust. He needed to tell me how it felt to grow up in an abusive household. He needed me to be accountable and able to listen and validate his anger. And he needed to do all of this on his own terms. With the help of my therapist, I wrote a long letter to Paul. In this letter, I told him that I loved him and that I wanted to heal the relationship between us, if at all possible. I said I knew that it was going to be a very slow and painful process for both of us. I attempted to take full responsibility for my abusive behavior, and I acknowledged that it had been wrong and very damaging, both for Paul and Robin. I said that I was doing my best to be a better father and that I was now in an abusive-free relationship. Finally, I wrote that it was up to him to accept my invitation to repair the relationship and that I understood if he instead did not want to see me ever again. As difficult as it was to write and send this letter, it was only the beginning of the reparation process. Paul has accepted my invitation, but it has taken many years to rebuild the trust and start the healing. There have been many painful moments, like when Paul told me that he was resentful and jealous of my relationship with my new wife and son. "Why couldn't you have renounced violence when you were still at home?" he asked. Or when he announced that I had ruined his life and decided not to see me for about a year. I had to learn to be extremely patient and accept rejection and anger from Paul. It was part of my accountability to him. I had to respect his limits and his own timeline for repairing. I had to sit down and listen to his reproaches and his grief about the past more times than I can remember. And every time I had to reassure him that I understood the extent of the damage that I caused to him and his mother. I also had to go through a similar process with Robin. And I could not have done all of this without ongoing support of my therapist, family, and friends. Paul is now an adult, married, with two children. For a while, he had to struggle with his own emotional abusive behavior. This was very hard for me to see, since I felt responsible for teaching him to be that way. Fortunately, he was able to stop the cycle of abuse before it permanently damaged his relationship with his wife and kids. Nowadays, Paul and I often see each other. I love to be a father and a grandfather. Once in a while, Paul still needs to talk about the past, and I need to always be open to listen to him and validate his experience. I understand that some of the wounds of the past still need more healing, even after so many years. I also know that many other wounds have become scars. They have healed, though they will never be totally forgotten.